I got to tell you, Phil, in terms of my life is a big fat zero. I can tell you right now, Phil, that my life is nothing more than a big fat zero.
It is. It's a big fat zero, huh?
Yeah. What about it?
Well, I mean...
What about it?
Man, this is like not fucking happening. This got... I got 85 fucking miles of fucking board here. The motherfucker...
I got 6,000... I got the biggest fucking table I could possibly buy. That's what I got. I have a huge fucking table. Good God. I have a what we used to call a 360. It's an Akai MPD 218. It's you can load in all kinds of audio on this motherfucker. Go, baby, baby, baby. Catherine Hegel and, all right, man. You're an idiot. And what you're saying are lies. Complete fucking lies. Who's this piece of shit? He's a fucking piece of shit that couldn't defend himself in an actual debate. If his ass hung in a fucking balance, okay? No, no, there's gonna be violence, motherfucker. What are you gonna do when there's violence?
Yeah, with Hugo Chavez, he is a dictator that's actively supporting that terrorist group.
I'm your ringer. All right, man. Here we go. We are on the air on our pre-show for Friday, and took 3 days off because we had a lot of stuff going on, which I will announce probably on the air since Deadline had it, and the Deadline piece was sent to me by, who the hell sent me the Deadline? My friend Pat Reynolds, and Pat's the guy that's doing the documentary on us, which I'm really looking forward to seeing. I mean, I've had nothing to do with the producing of it because it was Pat's idea and Jordan Brady and those guys, and I'm very flattered by it, but I can't get involved in producing it. Then it looks like, what kind of a documentary is that? I think I'll do a documentary myself, and it's a puff piece. I don't. And anyway, so Deadline had it. I've been hired to be one of the series regulars, if it goes to series, and it hasn't yet gone to series, on a pilot that we're going to produce starting next week. We're going to start shooting next week, called Our House. Catherine Hegel, Malcolm Barrett, myself, Nancy Lennon, and watch me fuck the name up there. I got it here someplace, man. Where is it? I'm so smooth with this shit, man. Jesus fuck, Henry. So that's the, let me see here, man. I got it on Twitter. No. Phil Lord, Chris Miller, Phil Mickelson, Phil McGraw, Dr. Phil. Don't you think if I put in Phil Henry, because that's where it was anyway. Phil Robertson. Jesse Jackson calls Phil Robertson more offensive than Rosa Parks' driver. What a riot. All right, let me put some parentheses around this shit. Comedy Central. Huh? Oh, you don't want past 24 hours. No results. How about the past 7 days? Well, that's impossible, brother. Well, there's an article somewhere on Deadline. Maybe I got the wrong website. That, you know what? I know what I'm going to do. God damn it. Nancy Lenihan. I'm sorry, Nancy. I hadn't worked with you before, and let me see. She works a lot, man. She works a lot. There she is. Nancy Lenihan. And some great pictures of her. Our House, here it is. Nancy Lenihan and Phil Henry to co-star in CBS pilot. So, Our House in the middle of the street. Which I believe they might even use that as the theme music, or try to use it as the theme music. So, that's the story that was in Deadline. Catherine Hegel, Malcolm Barrett, Chris Harris, who was the showrunner on How I Met Your Mother, is the showrunner on this. I met everybody. Everybody's fantastic. Everyone's really, really nice. Because everybody wants it to be a success, obviously. And here you have Henry plays Rory Bridges' old school, sometimes problematic father who spends his time trying to appease his wife, Laura. Even if that means meddling in the lives of his children. Rory's adoration for his family is tested when he finds himself at odds with his daughter Bridget's new hippy-dippy parenting style. That's... What's up, baby? What's going on? Brea's whack. She's wacky. What's going on, Brea? She's doing good, but she wants attention. You want daddy to pick you up? Brea's like wanting love and attention and stuff. She usually is not like this. Are you, honey? Hold on. Let me show you to everybody. She's a good girl. She's a good girl. We had Brea over to the doctor today to show Susie had to give her how to give Brea insulin shots so that when I'm out doing this shit out of town, you know, out of away from the house for like 5 goddamn hours at a clip, or some instances 12 hours, that there's somebody who can give her her insulin. Finally, Susie knows how to do it, so that's great. But in the process, poor Brea had to get in the car because we had to take her to the doctor. They said, bring the cat. And she threw up and she shit everywhere. She hates fucking being in cars. Cats don't dig cars because it just fucks with their chill, you know, lifestyle, you know. So poor Brea. But the funny thing about her, she pukes her guts up in the car, gets back to the house, and then just attacks a bowl of food, man, like it's the first bowl of food she's eaten in her life. She just is, like, famished. And she's been doing fantastic. This is the first time I've had her up here. Where's our... Oh, here it is. This is the first time I've had her up here in months, man. Back in October, you know, back in the fall, she used to hang out here. You guys used to see her up here. We had the Brea cam and all that shit. How many fucking pairs of glasses have you got, Henry? She loves rubbing her head on the fucking board. Cool. Feels good, huh? It feels good. You cannot come across here and fuck with my shit over here because this shit's too... You're going to have to stay on that side. That's your side, girl. Yeah, man. There you go, Brea. She does a lot of old people stuff, like that whole... You know, like she exhales. Like, they said when I got this cat, she'd last... They didn't think she had just a few months to live. And she's been here, man. She's hanging out over a year. That's a good girl. She's feeling good, man. She's feeling good. I think it's because I'm giving her fluids every other day. She's getting B12 every other day. Isn't that right, Brea? I think that's what's going down with you, girl. You just got all kinds of troubles, don't you, man? You like me. I got all kinds of trouble, too. We just got all kinds of trouble. We're going to post that article, if you want to read it, on the website in the press section. And then on the show tonight, I'm sure the general will have lots to say about it. And Margaret will have no doubt lots to say about it. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
This is Margaret Gray, and I'm a little put out because I just now heard I had to read it on Deadline. Why do I have to do that?
Because, Margaret, I'm not...
You're not what?
I'm not at liberty to just say... The producers of the show had to be the ones to say...
Well, first of all, it's a pilot, Phil, and with the greatest of respect, a pilot is a pilot. It's not a series, right?
Right, so why would you be all... Yeah, what are you getting weirded out for, Margaret?
Pardon me, This is a Margaret Gray production. I don't need... What's with the general in the background going, what are you getting weirded out?
Well, Mr. Shaw.
Hey, it's General Shaw to you, son.
Oh, sorry. General Shaw. I forget.
Yeah, you forgot. That's right.
So what's groovy is... That's our car radio sound effect. Somebody's getting Michael Savage. Let's see what else we got here, man. What? All right, that's groovy. So, yeah. And I ran out of goddamn printer paper. So I'm really doing good, you know. This has been a week from hell. And on top of everything else, I got auditions. I mean, I'm happy. Believe me when I tell you, I'm happy to have the fucking work. There's no question.
Hello, Brea. Who's a good girl? Look at her. Rubbing her face on Pops. Pops a wops. Huh? How you doing? Boy, she's just kind of rowdy, man. She's rowdy. She must be feeling healthy, huh? You're rowdy as fucking hell, man. You're just rowdy as shit. Look at her. All right, dude. Hold on. Hi there, Brea.
Yeah, so Susie's gonna, what's going on, man? Why are you having a... Give me this. Give me this fucking ear, man. I'll scratch it for you, dude. She's a survivor. Anybody remember that song by Cindy Bullins? What are you scratching, man? All right, don't you jump. Let Pops pick you up and... I don't want you jumping. It's a goddamn miracle. I haven't run her tail over, man, because what I do is I just keep the chair parked basically in one position throughout the whole show. Because I know if I move it a fucking half of an inch, her tail or her paw, she sits tucked in underneath the chair. And so I'm conscious of that, at least. Of all the things that I've spilt and fucked up and, you know, all the shit that I've done in this studio, one thing I have not done is run over Brea, any part of her. The one thing the show's got is Katherine Hegel, who's a damn good actress and is beautiful, you know. I know she's got some serious-ass drama credits. I haven't checked to see what she's done in comedy. But, you know, the thing that is with comedy is you just play the reality. You know, if it's well-written, if it's good comedy, well-written, you know, anybody can... A good actor can tackle it. But if it's badly written... The one thing that I like... that I'd like to bring to something is improvisational ability. So you can improv off a line. And we got another actor who plays my son, who plays Rory's son, Sean Liedtke. Yeah. And he is a great improvisational act. We did a little bit of it during the table reads. All right, so let me get my act together here, man. Okay, man. God, it's finally warmed up. It's finally fucking warming up in L.A. Western Conference. God, the Lakers just suck ass, don't they? Don't they just... Jesus Christ. The Lakers blow dead ape. Just a dead fucking ape. What happened to that team? This is like the 70s. The 70s was never this bad. You know, the 70s maybe... I don't know what the drought was, because I was living in Florida at the time, so I don't really follow the fucking Lakers. In fact, I lived in Orlando, Florida. I didn't follow... Even though Orlando was a really good basketball town in those days, they didn't have a pro team. They had... The best thing you had in Orlando was fucking high school basketball. That was the name of the game in Orlando in those days. But, you know, I followed the NBA to the extent that the big games, and in those days it was Phoenix, Boston, Golden State, I think, Seattle had a team. The Suns had, you know, Gar Hurd and those, and the Van Arsdale brothers, and God damn it, I can't remember the other guys, but the Lakers. Then came 80, then came 79-80, Magic's rookie year. I think Magic's rookie year was 79-80, yeah, right? Yeah. And that's when things began to pop in L.A. again, you know, with the Lakers. And then really things didn't even slow down for 20 years, man, over 20 years. I mean, yeah, there were some slow years. They didn't win championships, but they were always fucking there. Now, what a piece of shit. Magic, you're going to have to fucking clean house, man. I don't know. I mean, Jeannie Buss is the owner, along with her brothers. They finally got the brothers out of there. The brothers don't know their fucking asses from a hole in the ground. Jeannie Buss was the name I always heard. When Jerry Buss was alive, the only member of the family other than Jerry Buss that you ever fucking heard mentioned was Jeannie. And I have to believe it's because Jerry Buss was grooming her. Was she the eldest sibling? I don't know. To take over the business, she was there in the office with her old man. She was there, man. And now Jerry Buss dies, and Jeannie Buss and the brothers are all of a sudden in the picture. And they stink. You know, they didn't know what the fuck they were doing any more than she did. And then they bring in Magic 2 years ago, was it? They get a hold of LeBron. They got no goddamn team around him. I guess they think he's a miracle worker, which he's not. I don't give a shit who. Wilt, Kareem, all the great centers down through the years, they had teams around them. They weren't, this it wasn't a one-man show. Bill Russell. I was at F is for Family today, and Bill Burr comes from Massachusetts, and I heard him and he was talking to somebody about some movie, the Cousy Russell Celtics. Cousy, but that's going back. What were they? Who was he talking to? One of the producers, I think. Christ, Cousy. Well, there. If you go to YouTube, there's some full games, full championship games between the Celtics and the Lakers, early '60s Celtics and Lakers, that are pretty interesting. And it's very interesting to see just how the game has improved and how the shot making, everything. These are the two best teams in basketball in the early 1960s, the LA Lakers and the Boston Celtics. And their ball handling skills were almost a joke. And their accuracy from the field was a fucking joke. I mean, I'm not kidding you, man. Let's look at this one. And this is an NBA championship game I'm looking at in a part of the series. It was in L.A. It was the Celtics, and I'll tell you who was on the floor for the Lakers. Rudy LaRusso. I mean, that's how far back we're going now. Rudy LaRusso. Wilt wasn't even there. It wasn't even Leroy Ellis, I don't think. I don't know who the fucking center was. Some big, tall, white stiff. Jerry West. Dick Barnett, maybe, was the other guard. And I don't know who the other goddamn forward was. And then the Celtics, that was fascinating. Tommy Heinsohn was on the floor. Cousy, Sam Jones, Bill Russell. I mean, right there, you see, I can remember the Celtic lineup. I can't fucking remember the Laker lineup to save my ass. And I was a Laker fan. And guess who won? The Celtics. You know, the Celtics used to fucking embarrass. They didn't embarrass them in terms of blowout wins or a blowout series. They just beat them every fucking time they played them. During that stretch, the only team to beat the Celtics... in a championship, well, I think in a championship series, and for sure the only team to beat the Celtics on the parquet floor at the Boston Garden, and they did it one time, was the St. Louis, now Atlanta Hawks, with Bob Pettit and company. Beat the fucking Celtics in Boston. And that was the last time that shit happened until 1985 when the Lakers did it. And that was like the holy grail, man, among, you know, beat the Celtics and beat them in Boston. Nobody could do it. I don't know. I don't fucking know. Now, what do we got in LA? The Clippers? I'll never be a Clipper fan. No, I don't. I've got nothing against the Clippers. Believe me, I'm not. I have nothing against the Clippers. They're, you know, terrific organization, great people. But I'd be like being an Angel fan. I like the Angels. I root for the Angels when they're the only game in town. And I rooted for the Clippers when they were. But they're never going to have my passion as a sports fan. Angels been around a long goddamn time too, you know. Longer than the goddamn... The Clippers came to L.A. when? When did the Clippers come to L.A.? 80s? Donald Sterling? I remember when Sterling was a young man. Dude. All right, man. Tennessee 1-2-3. Tennessee 1-2-3. What's up, Dean? How you doing?
Well, I think everyone's excited. We're all gathered around to hear more about... it's fine. Everything's fine. One of the things that I sort of have an issue with, and I wanted to get on here with Dr. Sadler, is... Are you there, Dr. Sadler?
Yes, Dean. I'm right here.
Okay. I've got a... I guess you could call it jealousy. I don't think it is. Emeralda, when I found out she could sing... I didn't marry her because she could sing. I married her because I loved her.
Yes, but you had a very catastrophic relationship with her, didn't you?
I did, and I'll cover that and do it. Yes, we had catastrophic.
Well, Dean, you physically abused her.
Bullshit. You know,
Dean, watch the language.
No, I will not watch the language when someone... Are you trying to slather me?
What do you mean, slather? What does that mean?
What?
You mean slander.
I'm sorry, yeah. Are you trying to slander me?
No, I'm not. Emma, did you not tell me that you used to beat her up?
No. She used to beat me up. Oh, God damn it.
All right, man. Here we go, dude. I think we got this, man. You ready? 1, 2, and a 1, 2, 3. Oh, wait a minute. No, I got to do a 30. As a matter of fact, as long as I'm on the subject of doing that 30, where are we at? Boy, it's... So our big poker tournament is coming up Sunday. The Paul Compton Memorial Texas Hold'em Tournament, Sunday, March 31st. F is for family. I like this. The F is for family email comes in as F me. You gotta love it. I mean, you gotta love it, you know? You got it, brother.
Hey, this is Jordan Harbinger. Did you know you can be entertained and actually get a boost in your life at the same time? On this show, we dig into the superpowers of the world's most interesting thinkers and top talents. Then we deliver them to you right into your ears.
Right on.
But I get it. We're not all superheroes.
Right
on. That's why we give you their blueprint so you can live what you listen.
Right.
After 1,000 interviews,
right,
learning 5 languages, and getting a...
Right on. Now, you just fucked me up, though, Jordan, because I got it a goddamn mother... Wait. Oh, okay, this is groovy. All right, let's try that, man. Here we go.